This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analysing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the quarterfinals, the drama continues to increase as we have just witnessed Croatia beating Brazil on penalties to go through to the semi-finals.
Welcome back and good evening, everyone. Wow, what a game. What an emotional roller coaster. Croatia, the runner-up from 2018, are through to the semi-finals after beating Brazil 4-2 on penalties. My name is Arnie Beres. I'm joined by our technical experts, Jürgen Klinsmann, Dori Cha, and Pascal Zuberbühler, as well as FIFA's Harry Lowe and Chris Loxton. Zubi, let's start with you and the man of the match, Livakovic. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, that was really fantastic and impressive what Livakovic showed again after the last win and the penalty saves against Japan. Now today he showed up in the second half, crucial saves with his feet. I have here three in my mind. The first one was a deflection from his own defender on the first post. He was there with his feet, very active. Then after in the 55th minute against Neymar, also with his feet, very active. He didn't go up. He didn't sit down or wanted to make an X block. He stayed up, and he had the luck or also his quality to deflect the ball or save the ball with his feet. Then he had a very good and crucial save with his left arm in the 65th minute when Paqueta was in the box. It was very good play from Brazil, and he had a fantastic save with his left arm, and he was in the game. Clear, he was in the game, and then also from Neymar one more time, but then he conceded the goal. There he was a little bit not sure if he should dive in the box against Neymar. He was a little bit scared about the penalty, but like this, you are in the game, and after, in the penalty shootout, he saved the first penalty again. He was crucial and a very important player for Croatia for this massive success.
And Jürgen, Zubi already mentioned the chances that Brazil started to create in the second half, and Livakovic had a few good saves. Was it a matter of efficiency or something else for you tonight for Brazil?
Well, I think the first half was fairly even. Kind of neutralized each other. And second half, Brazil was in control. Brazil started to create chances, but never really 100% or 1,000% chance where you could have said, you know, that needed to be a goal. It had to be a goal. There were all kind of half chances, but it was chances. And you thought, okay, you know, they're getting more and more the upper hand, but they couldn't score. And so we went into extra time, and it became really, really dramatic. But the moment then, when at this moment of brilliance from Neymar, when he did, you know, the 1-2 passing with his teammates and dribbled the goalkeeper and scored this fantastic goal, then we all thought, okay, game over, you know, that Brazil is never giving that away anymore. But throughout the entire 120 minutes, you always had the feeling that Croatia is just never giving up. You know, they are resilient, they are fighters, they are running like crazy. If it was Brozovic in the middle, obviously Modric, he never stops running and fighting and playing. So you could never be sure, even if everybody thought in the stadium, okay, this is going Brazil's way now. And so the only, I would say, deficiency that Brazil really had was you have to go more for the second goal, finishing it off if you can. Obviously, if you can create another chance, you got to score the second goal, because Croatia will find a way to come back. And they did. You know, literally 2 minutes before the end of the game, they have this counter break again through Modric, a whole sequence of passing, and Petrovic scores the equalizer, and then the momentum switched towards Croatia. The momentum was there for them because they go with a kind of a positive emotional moment into the penalty shootout, and they got the job done.
And Jürgen, it was only this afternoon we were looking at the finishing efficiency of some of the teams, and we know from the analysis we've done previously in previous tournaments, a team need to have around 2 shots on target per goal to have any chance of progressing, typically. I mean, if we look at tonight, Brazil took 11 shots on target to score, Croatia 1. They came into this game, Brazil at 4.3 shots on target per goal, Croatia at 4. Now, if we compare that to what France did when they won the World Cup 4 years ago, they finished the tournament with 2.1 shots on target per goal, Croatia were at 2, the obviously runners-up. So, you know, the teams coming into these games, the efficiency was already lower than what it would we would think it would need to be. But again, Croatia, one shot on target, one goal, compared to the 11 it took Brazil.
And Harry, we also looked at some other statistics to describe that it was, in many aspects, a very even game, maybe with the exceptions of shots on target.
Yeah, this was definitely reflected in the first half, especially. I mean, just starting with possession, first of all, Brazil 42%, Croatia 46% with 12 in contest. Then moving into the phases of play, both an even distribution in the mid-block phase, so out of possession, Brazil with 29% and Croatia with 26%. Equal on counter-press, 7% each. Equal in the final third with 12% each. Equal on progression phase with 15% each. So we were seeing a very similar pattern for both teams and very similar ball recovery time as well, with Brazil with 20 seconds on average and Croatia with 22 seconds on average. So at the first half, very evenly split across most of our metrics.
And Dury, tonight's winners, impressive performance defensively and also in possession, always staying calm on the ball. You mentioned a couple of times during the game, Modric, Kovacic, Brozovic, especially in midfield. Talk to us about that.
I mean, Croatia played a great team performance. All the players give us everything, and before the game, when I talked with Zubi told me that Croatia need a great goalkeeper performance, and yeah, he performed unbelievable. But also, I think all the 11 players on the pitch have a great plan against the ball, how they defended, the great attacking players quality from Brazil, and especially the three in the midfield, Brozovic, Kovacic and Modric. Was an amazing game from the three guys, not only with the ball, they against the ball, they work unbelievable hard in 120 minutes. Was great to watch, and yeah. And after the game, they in the penalty shootout, they was cool, and they are now in the semi-final again.
Yeah, Jerry and Jürgen, you've both mentioned some key players for Croatia in Kovacic and Modric, Brozovic. I mean, just starting with Brozovic, he covered the most distance in the game tonight, 15.7 kilometres. It was a kilometre more than anyone else in the game. And he also had the most high-speed runs of anyone in the match. 87, he finished on this, is 22 more than the next player. So a considerable amount more. Modric, 53 line breaks in the game. And just to break that down, 24 broke the attacking unit of Brazil. 24 broke the midfield unit, but he broke the defensive unit 5 times on his own out of 13 in total for Croatia. So he was key in that side of breaking the lines of Brazil. And Kovacic topped the charts for forced turnovers, so 15. So all of them standing out in some key metrics across Croatia.
Thank you, Harry. So they worked very hard and they had to go to extra time twice, Jürgen. What do you think, what impact does that have on a semi-final against the Netherlands or against Argentina?
No, I don't think it will have any impact because they're just used to it, you know, and they are so mentally so strong. Physically, it's to play every 4 or 5 days for these players is absolutely no problem because they are used to do that. They're all playing, the Croatian players are all, and obviously the Brazilian as well, playing in the top clubs in Europe. So they play Champions League and domestic championship and all that stuff. So yes, it's not easy because 120 minutes is quite some effort. But I don't think they are on an emotional high now. They're totally positive now. I mean, they're thrilled. They beat Brazil. You know, it's huge, so they will go into a semi-final against whoever it will be with a lot of confidence, and they are ready to go.
Thank you, guys. Fantastic insights once again. We are now on our way back and really look forward to another great game tonight between Argentina and the Netherlands. From myself, Jürgen, Dury, Zubi, Chris and Harry, thank you very much for listening. We wish you a great evening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.